triggering. But what Giuseppe doesn't know is that the fiance pulled his leg with the letter. At 5:15 p.m., Mark, Luke and Maria arrive at the ice cream kiosk. The two boys hide behind a cherry tree. It's summer, it's very hot every day. The sun shines, so on the tree hang a lot of pink and red cherries. Mark and Luca pick some cherries to throw them later at Giuseppe. Maria counts her money. Perfect. Enough for two scoops. She waits for 10 minutes.
Oh, Maria, look. Giuseppe is coming.
Luca is soon back, behind the tree.
Hey, Maria. How are you?
Hi, Giuseppe. Thank you. Very fine. The weather is perfect for an ice cream, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
Maria and Giuseppe eat by 2 scoops of chocolate ice cream.
Have you heard? Marco's guitar was stolen. The unknown person wanted 20 euros for the guitar.
Really? Has Marco got his guitar back?
Yes, but it's broken. He wants to know who the blackmailer is. Have you got any idea who it could be?
No, I'm sorry.
The fish cherry flies and lands directly in Giuseppe's face.
What was that? It's hard.
Perhaps a bird that wants to pick a cherry off the tree and it's been dropped accidentally.
Yes, maybe that's possible.
Mark and Luca giggle.
So I don't think isn't too bad that Marco's guitar was stolen. He brags with it too much, doesn't he? The person who was stolen guitar is very cool.
Marco is a tragic. He whispers.
What's wrong with Maria? Why does she say that?
Oh, Marco, you are so stupid. She just says that to put him a trap.
Oh, I see. That is very clever.
The two boys listen again to Giuseppe and Maria.
Do you really think so? I stole Marco's guitar.
Really? I can't believe that. Do you have a proof?
Yes. There are the 20 euros for Marco. Do you believe me?
Mark and Luca come out of their hiding.
Giuseppe, why did you do that? That was very nasty.
Marco, Luca, what are you doing here?
Maria, Luca and I have set you a trap and we want you to recognize yourself what you did.
Okay, you got me. I'm so sorry, Marco. I was so jealous. There are your 20 euros. Please give me your guitar. I will have it repaired.
Okay, Giuseppe, but don't do again.
Yes, I promise. Come on, I will pay you an ice cream.
Thank you, Giuseppe.
2 days later, Giuseppe gives Marco his guitar. Marco teaches Giuseppe how to play the guitar, and the students become really good friends, and Giuseppe turns into a very friendly person.